Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to episode 68.
Nice to see ya.
Friends with a Twist here. I'm Madison.
I'm Kenzie.
And we are so excited to be back for another episode with you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you'll like what you hear this episode.
Yeah, that's the goal.
If you do, don't forget, wherever you listen to this, please try to leave us a rating or a review. Or if not, and you have some feedback, we accept criticisms and critiques. You can email us at friendswithatwist.com.
We love it. It's so good.
Just kidding. Don't do that. No, but really, actually, I want to shout this out. I have this later in the episode, but we'll say it again. So the next episode, obviously, will be episode 69. Mm. And besides just fucking on microphone for you guys, what we're going to do is take some fun and sexy questions from you guys, our listeners and our friends, to hopefully help, I don't know, boost up the episode. Like, we're going to answer questions on the spot from you guys. So reach out to us on Instagram, on X, on our email with some fun, sexy questions. We know you have some deep questions here and there that we are happy to answer, but we kind of want to make this episode exciting and sexy and fun. So we want some good, juicy questions. Yeah. And if you don't mind us shouting you out, let us know. If you'd like to remain anonymous, not a problem. If you don't say anything, we will leave you anonymous. Right. But yeah, if you want to hear your name on here, let us know.
Yeah. And we have gotten a few questions already. So thank you to those that have already sent them in. I might need to reach out to a few people and confirm whether you want to be sort of shouted out or not. Or if you are hearing this and just want to let me know, that's fabulous. we're going to keep it light and fun and have a party.
Recap and talk about our sexual adventures, hopefully. Yeah.
So, all right.
But in this episode.
For this episode. One step at a time, friends. So for this episode, we are going to get the party started by sharing what's new with each of us in the chick chat, as we typically do. Then in the life and the lifestyle segment, we are going to talk a little bit about girl code and bro code in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Gary and Barry have contributed to the show notes this episode on the bro code side, I think. So we're going to get a little perspective, even though you're just hearing the voices of Madison and I. So we'll tackle that topic. And then last, but certainly not least, Madison will share a super spicy foursome with repeat partners in the Going Deep segment. Ooh, and we know how juicy those repeat play sessions can be. So buckle up, friends. I think we're probably in for a good one.
But all right, let's not waste any time.
Without another moment's delay, cheers, friends.
Fireball shots.
Mm.
Oh my God, that was spicy tonight.
Oh, that's something. I don't know. The odd numbers are going well for me. The first and this third were good. That second one kicked my ass.
Okay, yeah, fine. I guess tell everybody we've already had a few.
I think they just assume by now, but I don't know. I was just putting it out there. All right. So, Madison, would you care to share what's new with you and Barry in your sexy swinging life?
Yes. All right. So, let me just start with maybe a negative. We have been trying.
No, not a negative. clutch my pearls.
It's not that bad. No, honestly, we've been trying to get out to like clubs and parties, and we've been looking at the guest list lately in the area. And for whatever reason, I don't know. To us, it's just been disappointing. Maybe we're looking to meet other attractive couples, and it's a lot of single males for the night, or just not a lot of people signed up. I don't know. Just recently, September, October timeframe, it's been, we want to get out. Oh, it doesn't look that great to go out.
So, yeah.
A little bit of that recently.
Yeah, but yeah. I can echo that. I feel like Gary and I have felt the same way. There's been a couple of times when we just frankly haven't had other plans. So we're just kind of like checking out, you know, some of the guest lists and whatever. And yeah, it's been a little sparse. So I don't know if just
time of year.
People are busy with other, you know, living life and So yeah, I feel you.
They're all at the pumpkin patch and Oktoberfest and shit. Yeah. But honestly, I don't know. Besides that, we are, Barry and I are going to Temptation, TTR, in December. So just starting to prep for the theme nights, getting excited about, I think one is cartoon night. We're trying to figure out the costumes for that. So it's just fun getting your outfits ready for a vacation and looking forward to that. So been doing a little bit of that. And speaking of TTR, which is Temptation Resort in Mexico, we have friends down there. And unfortunately, Barry and I missed out on a naughty FaceTime opportunity very recently.
Oh.
Something we've never done before. But another couple is down there. They're obviously having a great time on vacation. And they texted us like, naughty FaceTime? And literally, we answered them like 3 minutes later. But I think there must have been a lag because we didn't hear back from them for like half an hour.
Aww.
But like Barry and I got all giddy. Like we were just finishing walking the dogs and we stayed outside and we're like, oh my God, what do we do? I don't know. We're not naked, but maybe we'll just like interact and watch.
Yeah.
And we were all like, seriously, we literally went outside and we're laughing with each other. Like, how silly are we right now? So excited and giddy. But they didn't get back to us. Apparently we missed, I don't know, the mark. Like
short
they got
window
involved.
Sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't know. We've never done that before. Yeah. So I was a little nervous, but I think we're prepared now for the future. And I don't, honestly, this couple probably wouldn't even care if we're like having coffee outside. Like they wouldn't care. It's just fun to share sexy things. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
I don't know. I guess a missed opportunity, but a fun idea. And recently, let's see, Barry and I, we did meet up with friends last month for dinner and then sexy time. We actually celebrated Barry's birthday with them. And I'm just going to cut right to the chase, give some highlights. We did use some whipped cream to lick off of each other.
Okay.
I know. Her husband also got us some matching lingerie that both men were able to tear off of us while fucking us.
Wow.
And we took videos and it was super fucking hot. And I still watch them and get turned on. So
Yeah, random.
I know. We spent, Barry and I were actually able to spend the night at the hotel that we stayed at. We went to bed at like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Because after they left around 2-ish, actually Barry and I were still just so turned on from the night after playing that we had to fuck each other after everything that had happened. And it was just this like amazing, sexy night, which we really have not had in a long time where we've been able to get away for more than 24 hours and like have time together after playing with somebody else. Like we don't usually do that. So it was different and fun and thrilling.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about that couple, do you think, that really like got your engines revving? Or I don't know. Or was it the environment? I mean, I'm sure it was probably a combination of things, but like what, like tell us more. Like what, like what did it for you?
Probably a lot of things all in one. They're just a couple recently. I'm going to share a story about them later, but we've just, I don't know, we've been just jiving on all, everything just has just been lining up lately.
Okay.
And we're, I feel like we're equally attractive. Like each partner is attracted to the other partner and it's just easy to find that groove, find that flow.
Mm-hmm.
Again, also adding in my awkward laughing and silly times too. So it's just been a nice mesh of that. And we found our groove with meeting them. That was a struggle for a very long time. And once you like find your weekend out of a month that you're available with periods and work and all the fucking things, we found our groove and it's just been easy that way. So
good.
And each time's gotten sexier. So I was glad that Barry had a good, good time for his birthday. He had a, what'd she call herself? A slut for the night. So happy birthday, Barry. You're welcome. And then he had me afterwards, so that was pretty good, I think.
Not a bad night.
So how about you and Gary? What's up?
All right. Well, I will follow suit and start with our sort of, I guess, quote-unquote negative thing. So Gary had connected with an individual on Field.
Oh, okay.
We ended up having a chat on Kick. Supposedly, this was a single female.
Supposedly.
As the conversation went on, I think we each had our doubts about whether or not this really was a single female.
So single, or do you think it was a male?
I think it was a male.
Okay.
Posing as a single female.
Oh.
So anyway, so we chit chat, yada, yada. Like, it's going okay. We get to the point of, do you want to meet for a drink? Sure. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yada, yada. Like, we're trying to, like, how about here, this day, this time? Yes, fine, good.
Oh, boy.
And then it sort of went radio silence. So we're like, okay, hey, like, are you still free on Friday? You know, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, fucking nothing.
Oh, man.
And then the next thing we got was, like, so-and-so has left the chat. Like, one of those.
What is the point of doing that? You didn't send, like, photos and stuff, right?
Nothing too crazy. Huh. Whoever was on the other end of this chat sent a couple photos, but nothing with, like, a clear face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my good. Observation was there was different hair color in each photo.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
I know. Like, I get highlights. I know. It's not unheard of. But it was also pretty drastically, like, a very blonde photo and then a very brunette photo.
Oh,
like,
boy.
This wasn't, you know, I got highlights or, like, I got, you know what I mean? Like, a freshened up kind of thing. This was, like, and I know that happens, too. Like, that alone is not indicative of foul play.
No.
But I just noticed that. So anyway, so we never met anyone, obviously, is the point of this story. But I guess I just wanted to bring it up because, again, I mean, you hear us talk about a lot of, like, the good, fun, sexy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some shit that we all experience in the lifestyle, no matter whether you have a podcast or not, or how long you've been at this, or, you know, XYZ. So just throwing that out there. If you're kind of striking out here and there, please try not to feel bad about that because it fucking happens.
Yep.
So
yep.
We did not meet a single female. So there's that. But we had another fun thing. And this one is probably going to be weird for me to talk about because I didn't have the same experience that I think Gary did.
Oh.
So okay. I got all frisky one night and took a full mushroom shivers. Previously, I had only taken a half at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I didn't fully appreciate the effects.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm taking a full mushroom gummy. So I did. And I didn't necessarily notice that I was acting any differently. But Gary says I was very outgoing that evening.
It's not bad.
Like, no, right? Just like to the point of the mood boosting effects the mushroom gummy. Okay. Apparently they were an effect. Apparently I didn't fully see it.
That's awesome.
But Gary said I was all the way up.
All right. So like, were you at home just going wild or were you out somewhere?
Good point. No, we were at PGC that night.
Okay.
So yeah, out in the wild.
Gary took nothing.
Correct.
Just drinks.
Yeah, just some drinks. Yeah, and so, okay. I don't know. I didn't, like, accost anyone. I wasn't totally awkward or unmanageable, but
you were happy.
I was just, like, happy and free. And, oh, that was the night I was really concerned with this couple that looked really new because they were just sitting, like, on either side of the DJ booth at PGC.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people tend to, like, just glue themselves to the wall. So I got the impression that this couple was maybe newer.
You just wanted to help
them. And I just wanted to go over and talk to them. And Gary's like, calm down. So I was like all like mushroom happy-go-lucky.
Let me help everybody.
And he's like, just fucking relax. So nothing like major, you know, like no, like it's not like we fought about it or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was, I guess, just kind of on a different level than he was that
That's
night.
It's kind of exciting. Good to know how it works.
But it was
though,
fun.
For you.
Yeah, it was felt great. I was just jamming and jiving and it was good. So just another little plug for our friends at Shivers. They're making good shit. So give it a go. Use code FWAT.
Yes.
To get your discount.
Do it.
Okay. Then the other couple things I'll mention. We also have a temptation trip coming up. Unfortunately, it does not mesh with your and Barry's trip.
I know.
Just sort of the roll of the dice, just in terms of when we can all get time off from work. It's not that we're purposely avoiding traveling with each other. It's just not quite working out right now. So yeah, so we're going in early November. You guys are going in December.
Yep.
We have friends there now, so we're like all spaced out a month apart, which kind of sucks, but whatever, it is what it is. So we're getting ready for that. And again, as you alluded to, I need to get like my theme nights together and mm-hmm. figure that shit out. So I'll be working on that. And then, yeah, I mean, I guess the other thing that we have coming up right before Temptation, we are having, Gary and I are having a little, I don't know, get together. I don't know if I want to call it a party per se, but we live in this town and they have an event, like a town festival. So we have often invited people over to our house. We get a couple Ubers down to the festival. We drink, we have fun. And then people have the option to kind of come back and hang out. And either if you need to just, you know, like have some water and a piece of pizza or whatever you need, we can offer, you know, alternate options for the end of the night. So we have that coming up. I'm looking forward to that because usually, frankly, it's just sort of a fun time. Like we usually start off pretty vanilla if people, like sometimes people are new to this event and might not want to just, you know, jump into bed with everybody. And I completely understand that. So we try to just like keep it fun and light, you know, to start. But then later in the evening, if anybody wants to get spicy, that opportunity is often there. So we're looking forward to that. So it's not like some all out orgy necessarily, but kind of a nice balance of just kind of some fun friendship and maybe possible spicy stuff later if anybody's jiving and interested.
Lifestyle people in a vanilla setting.
Correct. Yes. Everybody
what could go wrong?
Is clothed.
No, it's always fun.
And typically behaves during like the day portion of this little event. But then typically by the time we get back to our house, It can go however people want it to go at that point.
Yeah, so, no, I appreciate that. Barry and I have been to that.
Yeah, and if people just like want to peace out, that's fine. Like, that's acceptable. If people want to stay and get all in, we can accommodate that as well. So you have options. So we have that little festival coming up. So looking forward to that as well. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all of our stuff. I guess the one thing that we have in common is that after this recording, we are planning to venture to our favorite little local place. I believe it's Neon Night tonight, which is always a fan favorite. So we're going to see if we can make the best of that.
Our local little dive bar lifestyle club. All four of us. We'll see what havoc we can wreak there. But So yeah, I think I'm planning for now. We recently ordered some new outfits from Yandy. So it's this white short dress. I think it's with long sleeves, cutouts, like see-through shit all over.
Okay.
It's supposed to glow a greenish hue or just glow in general, I hope. So I'm going to bring that tonight and I'm going to bring a backup just in case. But
smart.
I'm putting it in a bag. I'm not changing till I get to the club because I don't really, I don't know. It's a weird area. And I don't know. That's my new thing is I'm going to go in like regular clothes and bring a bag to change into shit.
Okay.
That's my new plan.
Got it.
So what are you doing that? Or are you just showing up and fucking balls out?
Well, no, I don't know. No, I was honestly thinking about this because I bought, I think one is pink and one is green.
Ooh.
Like two different outfits, I think from Yandy. They were on clearance. I don't know what the, whatever I was fucking shopping for at the time. And then I saw these on clearance and I was like, add to cart.
Well, yeah.
It was like one of those, you know, like whatever. So, and I haven't worn either yet. Ooh. They're still brand new in package.
Yay.
So I was thinking about one of those. But now I'm also a big ass wuss because I've had these sitting in my closet forever. And now I'm like really, frankly, afraid of like all the mesh sort of like fishnet cutout shit with my piercings. So I don't fucking know yet. It's going to be a game time decision. Yeah, there might be pasties.
Or like worst case, who cares?
Yeah. Just so I don't fucking hurt myself. But yeah, but I think that's a valid point because yeah, this particular place that we're talking about, you do have to kind of like walk
through a neighborhood or like a busy downtown neighborhood-ish.
Yeah. Like it's not just I'm going to go park in this parking lot and run right to the club door. Like, yeah, you do have to walk a little bit. So I feel like even if I had a long coat on, you would still see like fucking fishnet like stockings on my legs as I was walking there, which seems to draw.
It's a lot to think about.
Might draw some attention. But also, this place doesn't have like some lifestyle clubs have like usually a somewhat nice changing area, locker room even kind of vibe, or like this place does have restrooms where you could change.
Two, yeah.
Which like whatever. But again, like now I'm just like in my head about it that it's going to take me 20 minutes to get into whatever I choose because I'm going to be like freaking out about.
Just, all right, put it on at home, wear a long coat. It'll be dark by then. It gets fucking dark at 7:30 now. That's we'll be true. Fine.
Yeah.
And go for
no,
it.
No, no, no. I yes. just run. Yeah, so there's that. But no, I mean, honestly, we joke and we kind of like poke some fun at this place. We generally have a good time together when we go there. It's just, it can be kind of hit or miss with the crowd. Sometimes you don't quite know what to expect or who's going to show up. And it's just kind of a smaller place, so it doesn't get like a huge crowd where you have a lot of people to talk to. But generally, when we all go together, I feel like we have a pretty good time. Mm-hmm. So we make fun, but it can be fun.
Let's see what happens. Let's try to take a photo or two.
Yes.
Let's share it.
All right. Sounds good. And we'll give you guys the update next time.
Yes.
About how it went.
And before we move on, I just wanted to add, we did receive another unsolicited dick pic on the Quat Instagram. And I would just like to say, reminder, folks,
stop.
That rarely ever gets you fucking anywhere.
Don't do that.
It's just why?
No, no.
I just wanted to put that out there because it just happened.
Mm. Good reminder.
Anyway, I don't know if this will be in the recap of the episode, but we are now trying to make a little blog.
Yeah.
We're creating a blog, a little summary of each episode that you can refer to from our website.
Yes.
So, yeah. Somehow I just tied that all together.
Check it out. We would love to know what you think. If nobody fucking cares, that's fine. But then we won't do it. So we just kind of want to know either way. It's primarily been focused really on like a life and the lifestyle summary so far. But again, if you love it, if you hate it, if you don't give two shits, like it would just sort of be nice to get a little feedback either way. Because if nobody fucking cares, we won't bother with it. But if you go to our website, friendswithatwist.com, there is on like sort of the navigation, like the menu, you can go to blog. And then from there, you'll just see episode numbers. Right now, you have episode 65, 66, 67. We will add this one in a little while when it's all done. But again, just something we wanted to try out. I'm not sure if it's helpful for people, if anybody gives a flying fuck, but let us know what you think. It'd be great to know if anybody's even looking at it.
Yeah, really.
So that's all. Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here from one of our partners and be back for Life and the Lifestyle. We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. Hey girl, that guy's getting a little close and handsy. You want to go get a drink?
Yeah, I do.
Fuck yeah, Gary's a bitch. No, I'm just kidding. And on that note, we are back for Life and the Lifestyle. In this episode, we are focusing on girl code. We got each other's backs.
Yeah.
And bro code. Don't worry. We're going to try to add a little bit.
Toss in a couple tidbits there.
A little facts for you. We got a little input from the fellas, so it's legit. Don't worry.
So I feel like in the lifestyle, generally speaking, girls are there for girls. I feel like Madison's example is fucking spot on of things that you will encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So in the vanilla world, it is perhaps not uncommon that women can be a little catty and jealous. In the lifestyle, I dare say, not so much. Not that it never happens.
Yeah, definitely.
But not so much.
Yeah.
I feel like you often will find that girls are there for girls in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we wanted to acknowledge that, maybe break it down a little bit, give a few examples of how this all works in the lifestyle. So again, maybe more so for people who are a little bit newer to the environment, but I don't know, maybe some good insight or reminders for those of us that have been playing this game a minute or two.
Yeah.
You never know. So with that, let's jump right in. The first idea that I had, don't hate on girls that you don't know. Again, I think in the vanilla world, we can often be a little bit quick to judge other women, whether like, oh my God, why are they letting their kid do that? Or why are they wearing that? Why are they saying, doing, looking that, etc.? Yeah, I mean, like fill in the fucking blank. So I would say in the lifestyle, there tends to be a little more acknowledgement that like, you probably don't know her story. She doesn't know yours. Like, let's just acknowledge that we don't probably have all the facts.
Not even close.
And like, just let her be her kind of thing. And I guess I kind of thought of this in context of not spreading gossip. Like, just mind your business. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost anything. Just like, you don't know. You don't have the whole story.
The drama. No, you don't
know. It's okay. Yeah. Like, just like step away from that. It's fine. I guess my exception to that might be, you have been with a couple and there was a legitimate safety concern and you want to now give that information to somebody else who is considering playing with that couple.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, something like a safety concern. Maybe there's a reason to be like, hey, this was my experience. But just otherwise, yeah, like if you don't have that specific firsthand knowledge of the situation, I think my advice would be like, let it go. It, yeah. Like, just mind your business.
And I guess kind of segueing off of that would be, at least for me, I feel like it takes some time to get comfortable with other people.
Yeah.
So whatever you experience on this first encounter with a couple or a single, whoever it may be, I maybe circumstances pending, give them another chance to make another impression on you, unless it's like serious physical harm or something.
Sure, sure.
So specifically female to female, like just give people another chance.
Yeah.
Like girl code. Okay. We're not always perfect. We're nervous. Too much alcohol. Whatever the case may be. Like trying to give people benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially other females, because there's a lot of pressure on females in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
I think so.
And along those lines, my next piece of advice for girl code is to be honest, especially if another female is asking you about like, how she looks, how she smells. I don't know. I don't think I've really gotten that question. You never know. But those kinds of things. I think there are respectful ways to be honest with other women. You know, obviously you don't have to be like, girl, that shit sucks. Like, don't say that. But I think for girl code, you don't want somebody going out there not looking as good as they could be. Like, if there's something that you can do to help, I feel like you should, you know, if it's like, well, this is showing or like this, I don't know, your tag is out, your this is like a little fucked up and scrunched or like, let me just help you fix your shit.
To look your best.
Yeah. Because I mean, like things move and you don't know it or whatever, or like a boob's half out, you don't know it or any fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like, or like you have those stockings with the line up the back. Like, oh, and it's all crooked? Fucking askew. Like, help somebody fix that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be, like, major life-changing things.
And I would say we're not saying to be fake or to lie.
Yeah, yeah.
And there can be times where maybe you're struggling to be honest or to give a positive feedback to another girl. However, I would spin that and say girl code would be offer a quick, like, kind assistance to maybe adjust her hair or fix a strap. Or if you have the opportunity, maybe in another scenario, offer to share, like, a dress with her or a different color outfit or an accessory. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there really are things, if, God forbid, you're struggling to help another female, offer them to perhaps make them feel better or feel good. Yeah. I feel like the bathroom at lifestyle clubs is where this happens.
This is the most supportive environment you will ever find in the entire
It's Earth. Crazy. It's great. It's fucking great. But like I go in there and I'm in the mirror before I leave fixing things and their compliments are being tossed around the room girls are helping other girls and it's wow.
Yeah.
It's super fucking positive when females help females.
It really is.
Don't be, I guess you are, if you are fake about it, fine, whatever. You're still helping somebody, but we're not recommending that. Right. Like there's ways around it.
Or like, and like this is going to be sort of one of those like fine line things. But even like if you notice something that might be a little askew and you don't necessarily want to fully point it out, I think you can still be kind and gentle.
Exactly.
And like, oh my God, girl, I love this outfit. This is great. Like, oh, let me help you fix your strap. But like, maybe you're also like moving something else around or like fixing a hair that's out of, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you have to like walk up to people and be like, bitch, your shit is all over the place. Like, that's not helpful.
Let me help you, girl. No.
But like, yeah, like a nice, kind, gentle, like, oh my God, those shoes are fucking awesome. Like, hey, I just noticed that like your tag is out. Like, can I fix it?
Oh my God, that's happened to me
all
the
time. And then like, you know, yep, like help them adjust a little bit and be able to present their best selves.
But girl code, I will say there's been times where females have come up to me to try to fix things and I'm kind of like, bitch, like what the fuck? I'm fucking fine. Like, get off of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just being honest.
Yeah, that happens.
Even with the best intentions, you never know how someone else will take it. But
that's true.
I think it's worth trying.
But you have made your best effort. And if they don't want it, they don't want it. You back off and live your life and they go live their life. Like, it's nothing that you should be taking personally. But yes, you do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up.
Oh my God, maybe this is the most important. I don't know. Rescuing and looking out for the other females in the lifestyle.
We all need a little bit of that. So now this is a bit of a judgment call, but if you see a fellow lifestyle woman seemingly looking uncomfortable in a particular situation, maybe somebody is just like really has their hands all over them and you can kind of sense or you see that they seem to look uncomfortable.
Or they're super drunk and they don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's some judgment calls here. You got to kind of try to read it. But I would say girl code would say it's at least worth the offer to interject and kind of like try to help them out.
Yes.
Again, if they refuse, then you've done your part and they're making their decision for better or worse. Yeah. But just kind of like a gentle, like, again, maybe you lead with a compliment or something or like, oh, like, hey, girl, I'm going to grab a drink. Do you want something? You want to come with me? Like, if they are truly uncomfortable, that should give them an easy out. Like, oh my God, yeah, I could use a whatever, a drink, a water, whatever. Like, they can just like easily like walk with you off to the bar away from whatever offensive thing is happening.
Or uncomfortable. That's super smart. Yes. Yeah. 100%. I would do that anywhere, lifestyle or not.
Yeah.
But I can definitely speak to how useful that is because I've 100% had girlfriends come up to me at PGC, Pleasure Garden Club in Philadelphia, when Barry has been in the bathroom and a single guy, or maybe he's part of a couple, I don't know, comes up to me, of course, right after Barry leaves. And even honestly, if there is no harm, I don't know, I appreciate females doing that because it's weird. Like, why would any man wait until my other half is gone to make an introduction? So
awkward. Don't do that, single guys.
100%. Well, probably 99% of the time I have accepted that invitation and left the situation and gone to the bar with the other female. So 100% appreciate being aware of your surroundings and looking out for each other.
Yeah.
Hashtag girl code.
The example that I can provide is slightly different and goes back to our good friend Field. But a couple that we, Gary and I, knew in real life, she was on, they might have both been on Field, doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm like scrolling through the ridiculousness and I see this photo of a guy that I don't know with this woman that I do recognize. So, took a screenshot, you know, like whatever, like internet detective. And I sent it to her and I said, hey, I was just on Field. I came across this. I thought this was you. Like, do you recognize this photo? Is this really you? Like, is there any room for concern? Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, I have no fucking clue, but it just kind of seemed suspicious to me.
Okay, wait. So I know I'm not in a Field intuitive person, but so was this photo on her, like on your feed, on her profile, this person's, like, where did you find this?
Yeah. So yeah, like I'm scrolling through and this photo comes up as part of somebody else's profile.
General profile. Okay.
Yeah, like somebody that I don't recognize or whatever. Like, I don't know this guy.
You don't know the name or the other person, but you're like, that's my friend.
But
like,
I
she would not like, put her face out there.
Yes, okay. Exactly. It was that. So again, like I sent it to her. I was like, hey, I'm not like, I don't want to cause trouble, but like I saw this and I just wondered, like, do you know that this other guy is using this photo on his profile.
Yeah. Girl like, code. Fuck
yeah.
Yes.
So it was one of those. And she's like, holy shit, no, I didn't know he was doing that.
Oh my gosh.
And then it was like a whole thing and whatever. And that's not the point of this episode. No. But it was just like that initial reach out of like, hey, I saw this. Maybe you already know and maybe you're cool with it and that's fine. Yeah. But if not, here's what's happening kind of thing.
Oh, that's totally worth sharing. Oh my
so,
God.
Yeah. So just as another example, because I feel like that was a great example of kind of like in the club stuff that you'll find. But yeah, you can have it sort of like anywhere, which is scary as shit. But it happens.
Okay. I feel like you alluded to the next part earlier. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I made it up. But I think you're so. Trying to say that there's room for all of us females in this lifestyle space. Maybe you're saying to have each other's backs. Whatever it is, there is room for all of us here and it should not be a competition. And I feel like that's our biggest next section to break down. Seriously.
Definitely.
I would just say female to female support and having your back and all that shit could be easier said than done. I don't know. I'm going to say it. I just feel like, especially if you're early or new to starting the lifestyle, how easy was it for you to like let the jealousy and the insecurities go to the wayside?
Too
like,
easy.
Just to too support easy. Another woman or be like, no, you're so hot. Fuck my husband.
Great.
I feel great about myself. Like, I'm just saying I don't think that's very easy, but how long have we been doing this? Over 15 years. I feel like I've learned from other lifestyle women that having those friendships and that support, which is actually genuine and legitimate most of the time, it can be so fucking great for your mental health and to boost you up. Like I just said this to someone not long ago, like the words that you and your partner use to describe us, to talk about us, like this is so fucking good for our mental health. Like, wow. And like, it's actually genuine. So like women, anybody, obviously, but we're doing like girl code to start. Like females can definitely build up other females in this situation. Maybe it'll take time though, because of insecurities, which happened to me.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think you have to at least have enough of a relationship to feel that those comments are genuine. You like the first time you meet somebody, if they're like, oh my God, you're the best ever, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're like, okay, thanks. But when it's somebody that you genuinely know and you like can trust and value the words that they're saying, like then I think it really starts to sink in. So yeah, there can be that kind of distinction. But
all right. And so we did our best through the start of this segment to be pretty clear about what the girl code was throughout all of this. So we hope it made sense. If not, I'm sorry. We tried to summarize it.
Send us a question for the next episode.
Yeah. Seriously. Or not. We'll answer it regardless. But before we wrap up and move on to going deep, we want to focus on a few bullet points we have for the bro code. Mm. And again, this is a little bit of our feedback plus Barry and Gary. So we're going to do our best here.
Number one. Don't flirt with or pursue another friend or male's partner without clear consent. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I think that the bros need to be able to kind of like play off of each other or at least kind of read each other a little bit. Mm-hmm. And like if somebody is starting to kind of flirt a little bit or get a little handsy, and then if the other guy isn't doing that, I think sometimes that kind of leads to maybe like some mixed signals or like,
oh, 100%,
you know, like kind of being at different paces, which is like isn't inherently bad. But then like it just creates a little confusion, kind of like where are we going or like who's mm-hmm. in, who's out. Just being able for the bros, again, to kind of like play off of each other.
What Barry has said for this topic is really if you see another man or in this scenario with you, your foursome, threesome, whatever it is, like literally the guy playing with you guys, if you see like he's struggling or unsure, like if he understands if your wife wants to play, like figure out a way to give that guy some reassurance.
Yeah.
Or maybe just the literal hint of like, my wife loves when you do this. Do it. Like, she loves being out from behind. Do it. Like, that's what Barry's done for me. Like, give the guy the okay.
Yeah.
Be like, yes, we're into this. And I don't know. I feel like it's hard for guys these days. You don't want to be labeled as pushy or overbearing. Yeah, and you wait. And Barry's been guilty of this. Like, he's not that overly aggressive guy. Mm-hmm. But there are certain scenarios, like, it's okay to give the guy the okay, like, yes, this is okay. Like, yeah, give it to me. I need this. Yes. And edge them on, like, guy to guy.
No, definitely. Because I think, like, maybe some guys, and probably girls too, but we're on bro code. There are some guys that might be a little bit hesitant to feel like they're being, like, too assertive, too aggressive, too whatever. So, yeah, I think anything that, like, bro to bro, like, if you're speaking as a woman, if Gary can give the other guy like a signal, a whatever, to say, keep going, like, yes, this is okay, this is acceptable, like, she's fine.
Like, oh, it looks like she loves that.
Everybody, like, I can read her and, like, yes, it's fine. So, yeah, just any kind of, like, bro to broke, like, keep going that you can give. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's super helpful.
However, maybe this is a little bit of girl code too, but let's just put it out there. The lifestyle is not always perfect, and it's not always consensual play. Yeah. So maybe you'll come across another. Sorry, we're labeling it as more in the bro factor, but maybe we've seen that more commonly personally. But if you're using the lifestyle to cheat or step out on your partner and cross some boundaries that you two have, I feel like bro code, because unfortunately we are framing this as males doing this more so in this example, bro code would be, maybe you need to give the other, well, I guess bro code would be like, talk to the man first, like, what the fuck is up?
Like, yeah, this, like, what are you doing? Yeah.
And then I would ultimately hope that would flow into girl code and be like, girl, your man's been doing this, like, kind of thing, whether it comes from the female or the male of someone. But
and screenshots are always good as proof.
Unfortunately, a lot of the examples I can think of that meet this scenario are males on SLS, Swing Lifestyle Nation, and they...
Yeah.
Maybe it's true, but that you say, like, I've come out of this relationship and, like, it's okay if I play alone, or maybe I'm in a relationship and it's okay if I play alone and just let's meet up at this time, and there's no other details about confirming with the partner that this is accurate. So,
oh, yeah, totally. That's all. Yeah. All the time.
Unfortunately.
Well,
that's most common for us.
Yeah. One last nugget for everybody. Now, this is, I'm quoting here from the notes. I'm not even going to say who it is. Gary, figure your dick out or step out. So this is absolutely in the category of easier said than done, I'm sure. But if you feel like you are struggling, it's totally fine to just tell your presumably female partner, you need a break. Let's grab a water. I need to use the restroom. Just, like, take a minute. That's fine.
The dick isn't cooperating. It's fine.
It's fine. And it's fine to just even say that if you're comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to say that, just be like, I need water. I need the bathroom. Like, nobody's going to second guess that. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to have a penis. So let me put that out there. But if you know it's not happening right this second, I, as a woman partner, would much rather just have you say, I need the restroom, I need a water, I need a break, than, like, for us to just keep trying to go through the motions
of you going down on them
when you know that nothing is about to happen. Like, we all understand that those circumstances come up, and like, it's not a matter of your want or desire. Like, there are other factors at play with physiology. Like, we get it. But, like, let's not keep playing the game when you are pretty sure that no one's going to win.
Let's
just, like, take a break. That's fine.
And maybe if the guy's not getting that and you're in a foursome scenario, like, bro code, reach over, tap the guy on the shoulder and be like, oh, go down. She loves and you go down on her in this scenario. Or, like, I think you should go down on her now. Like, let the man, or encourage the other man, or the male in this scenario, to take a break. Don't focus on this, like, lack of erection or whatever that is happening. Like, pleasure my woman, or pleasure the woman. Let the blood rush happen naturally. Like, give a guy a time.
Give him a minute. Yeah, totally get fine.
Pleasured by that. But it just, that little, like, elbow tap or whatever, encourage him. Like, and if you feel awkward saying, like, how about you do this? Be like, oh, but she loves when you stop and do this. Like, say something to a guy to help him out.
Yeah. Okay.
And to wrap this bro code section up, I feel like the best scenario is when a guy is comfortable with another guy, like in a friendship zone to start off. So put in that effort to make a friendly conversation or connection with the other guy.
Yeah.
I love when Barry is able to have like a good bro conversation, whether I'm present or not. Like if I'm in the bathroom getting ready with the other female and I hear him talking to the other male the entire time, like, wow, fucking awesome. Like you're okay with each other. Like, and I feel so much more comfortable when Barry and the other male are bonding at that same level. So
absolutely.
Why not compliment each other? Like, that is the bro code that makes the females excited.
Yeah, I think. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That is the beauty of the four-way connection.
Oh, yes.
When, like, the bros are connecting, the girls are connecting, girl and guy are connecting.
Oh, fireworks.
Like, yes, that's where the magic happens. So, there you go.
I don't know. Thank you, fellas. You did your best to try to give us notes on this section, so we appreciate you.
Yes. So, I think all in all, in the lifestyle, there's sort of a general, I guess, code, if you will, to look out for each other. Whether it's bro-bro, girl-girl, bro-girl, maybe, I don't know. All the different ways. But just look out for each other, be safe, be happy, have fun, keep swinging.
Yeah, let's have each other's backs.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. So we will bring it back in just a hot second with a steamy foursome story from Miss Madison.
Quick question, what's the perfect penis size?
Science actually tested that. Researchers handed women 3D penis models and asked them to choose their favorite size, slightly above average.
And for a one-night stand, even bigger.
That's the kind of stuff we talk about on the Shameless Care podcast from the team behind Shameless Care, the sex-positive telehealth company that started after Robert tested negative for gonorrhea, but actually had it.
True story. And now we cover the science of sex, everything from what female ejaculation really is to the myths around STI testing.
Everything we discuss is peer-reviewed and cited. No, wouldn't it be cool if pseudoscience, just real data with a sense of humor?
No personal sex stories, just fascinating facts you probably haven't heard and definitely will never forget.
Ready to know more about sexual health than your doctor?
Check out the Shameless Care podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back, friends, for the Go in Deep segment with Miss Madison and her sexy, spicy foursome story.
Woo! Yes.
Is this the part due of Samantha and...
You Eric. Got it. You got it, Eric. Good All job.
Right. All right. We're getting the sequel. So hang in there, friends.
Oh, my God.
We've heard about this couple before, but we might need a little reminder about like who they are, what they look like, and all their sexy bits.
I got you. Don't worry. So, yes, this is a story with a repeat couple that Barry and I have played with before. Honestly, countless times since then, but I... Take notes randomly. So this is what you're going to hear, this story. I honestly believe this was the exact second time we met them. So Samantha and Eric are the other two people in the story with Barry and I. I will describe them, don't worry. But I just want to set the scene. We had met them at a hotel again. And this time we met them around 8 p.m. We hung out in their room. Like they booked the room for the night. And we were not planning to stay. But anyway... Just setting the scene here. So they had the mood set. They had lights. They had drinks ready. They had sexy music playing. Just like a very trifecta. Welcoming. Very welcoming. Like we all know what we're here for. Here it is. So let me briefly describe Samantha, the female half. She's this petite brunette, pierced nipple, small waist, like with beautiful proportionate curves. Eric, the male half, he's built like a muscular upper body, smooth bald head, which I fucking love, and equally attractive to his partner, thankfully. So part of the reason that we are drawn to them. Okay, so after some shots and just catching up in the hotel room, Eric laid out all of her lingerie. And then I got all of mine out, laid it on the... So it was like a bed in like a living room area. So I laid mine out on the couch of the living room area. And what we decided was each guy would pick out lingerie for the other partner's female.
Okay.
We ended up with legitimately like the same outfits, which I thought was cute. They were both these black bodysuits with attached stockings and, ooh, of course, no panties.
Okay. Easy access.
Yes.
All right. So is there any, I mean, I feel like I can feel like why this is fun, but was there a particular reason for like lingerie versus like, let's just all get butt naked?
Actually, I don't know if it was in Eric's mind at the time, but the lingerie does come into play later. So maybe.
Okay.
Just wasn't shared with everybody. So maybe. And honestly, it's just a good way to set the sexy mood. Like, both females, let's get lingerie. Maybe we match, maybe we don't. Whatever. It sets that sexy mood.
Yeah. So
we took advantage of this. We did some photos, which is super sexy to look back at. And then we honestly just started off with separate kissing and touching, like the opposite partner. So me and Eric and Barry and Samantha.
Okay.
And at this point, her and I were in the lingerie and both men were down to their boxer briefs. Like we were all pretty much not much going on there.
Not a lot of cloth involved.
So moving from there, we all ended up on the bed, but we kept things fairly separate majority of this time, except for her and I touching and making out fairly often. So I swear besides that, it was very separate. And honestly, looking back and taking notes on it, things were really quite a blur. But well,
that happened.
We definitely, I know, spent time with separate blowjobs, like with the other partner. Mm-hmm. Both ladies laying down, being eaten out. Ooh. Glorious in our lingerie.
Yeah.
And then rather quickly, we went to fucking the opposite partners. Oh. With the lingerie on, obviously their briefs were off at this time. And it's just, I don't know. With them, we feel like it's just not hard to get to that point.
Sure.
So.
And there's something hot about like keeping a little fabric on.
Oh my God.
But it's just like pushed to the side. I mean, that's hot. That's hot. Oh my God.
Actually, side note, I shared this in a story on Instagram the other day. Like, Barry totally did that for me last night. Like, you just pull the see-through lacy lingerie to the side and just get right to it.
Ooh.
So, ooh, super hot.
No time.
But anyway. So before we, like, we were getting to the fucking point, but, like, right before we started doing everything, Barry got consent to rip her lingerie off of her. Like, I mean, actually tear it off of her body. Yes, yeah. Like, ruin it for good.
Yeah.
So he did it from behind her. So she was kneeling on the edge of the bed, and he stood behind her, reached around, and just started, like, at the tit area and pulled it apart and then ripped it down her stomach and all the way down to her pussy and just, it was super fucking hot to watch.
Like, were you watching?
Yes. Eric and I were just like frozen on the bed, like in like a spooning position, just with excitement watching all of this. Like, oh my God, yes, please. Yes. So that was hot. And then I'm going to kind of summarize. I feel like this might make me sound bad at first, but a lot of my time with Eric was me laying on my back.
Pillow princess. Right.
But seriously, like, it was just with him sliding his thick, hard cock inside of me and just,
nothing wrong with that.
No. And the whole time.
Good. That's good stuff.
I know that Barry was fucking Samantha from behind, and then I knew she was riding him for a bit. Like, I swear to God, you know how it's all a blur when you try to take notes after this. So then I'm just going to say, as weird as this sounds, we ended up taking a break, like a chill break amidst all the play. And we were all naked. We were just lying. Like, at that point, my lingerie just came off. Mine wasn't ripped off of me.
It dissolved. It's fine.
It happened recently, but it didn't happen this night. So at that point, we're all naked lying on the bed. I'm just lightly caressing her pussy, like rubbing Eric's leg behind me. Barry and Samantha are like intertwined like a little pretzel, arms and legs. And it was just relaxed and comfortable. However, then some time passed and Eric started giving me a sensual massage on my back. So I'm laying on my back and then he's... No, I'm sorry.
No,
wait. I'm laying on my stomach. Jesus.
All right, I was going to quit. I was like, wait a minute.
Okay. No, that's a bit much.
Go.
I'm thinking about the back. So I'm laying on my stomach. He's massaging my back and then teasing towards my pussy a little bit, which then led to some hot fucking making out because that's one of my fantasies, like getting a dirty massage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it happened. And then I rolled over a bit, let him make out with me. And I swear I could just make out with that man all day. So Barry at the same time, from what I recall, had Samantha on her back. Both of her legs were up on his shoulders, and he was just fucking her and just going to town. And I, at some point amidst all this, Eric and I just both were admiring the sights and the sounds. Like, literally, how many times, I can't recall, just stared over and just watched them because it was just so hot.
Okay.
Which is very comfortable. It's awesome to feel that way. So how comfortable we are is then Eric went to the bathroom and I started to then, like, I rolled over on my side and I'd lick and suck her pierced nipples while Barry was still fucking her. So I was trying to help, like, the whole sexy scenario for him. And then I knew Barry was ready to come. I could see it in him. And we all somehow agreed, I think because they misinterpreted that I was going to lick it off of her. I don't know where that came from, but we agreed that Barry would come on top of her stomach. So he pulled out, came on top of her stomach, and they both looked at me like waiting for me to lick it off. I was like, what? No. So I went and got my FPS cum rag from Podbash how many years ago, and I wiped her stomach off. The whole coming on her was consensual. She was into it. Her partner was into it. Somehow they misinterpreted that I was going to lick it off, and it didn't happen. I wasn't into it. Oh, but anyway, it was still really hot, even so after hot. I cleaned them up. And then we, like, rinsed the little towel out. We hung out naked, seriously, on the bed for I don't know how many more minutes. And then we ended the night. Barry and I went home. And it's just, it's been really great to find this amazing connection with another couple that's, it's super comfortable yet sexy, like, and weird all at once. Like, it's all the things in a very good way.
What do you think makes it so comfortable?
Maybe it's just our personalities of the encouragement, but, like, no pressure.
Yeah.
Attractiveness to non-judgmental. Yeah. And just a reminder, it took me a while to understand that they were non-judgmental. I totally judged them wrong before I even really knew them. So I've now learned that they're actually genuine, and we found this very awesome connection. So, again, give people more than one chance.
So there you have it, friends. That's it for episode 68. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to hear from you. I hope you know that by now. So please reach out on X and or Instagram, or you can email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Please share our view wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you like us, share us with your friends. Don't forget to send us your fun, sexy, lighthearted questions that we can answer for you on the next episode, which is episode 69. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.